Welcome to the A1 Content Services podcast. My name is John, and today we're talking about ways you can optimize your YouTube videos for local search. First, I'd like to say thank you for coming back for another episode. It's great to see the audience growing and that I might be actually providing some value to everybody out there listening. So that's great, and thank you very much again. So today we're going to talk about YouTube and optimizing your YouTube channel, your YouTube videos for local search. First, we'll dig into why that's even important. Maybe your local business does a lot of videos, or maybe they don't. So we're going to have to cover a few of those things. We might actually just kind of dig into some of the local businesses that actually would benefit from video, and then how you can go ahead and get inside YouTube and really optimize them for your local audience and gain some traffic organically right to your YouTube channel, which is definitely something to think about as a free resource, once again, from Google. We all know that Google is definitely the number one search engine on the internet, probably the most used, widely used resource that we all have taken a part in, and the number two search engine is actually YouTube. So as the video content tends to pile up hour by hour on YouTube, more people are using YouTube to search for things like DIY projects or funny videos to watch. Of course, we have cat videos that we all love to watch. So taking that idea and putting it into your brand strategy or your local marketing strategy for your business is definitely something you should consider, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Your YouTube content doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be highly produced even. Most users appreciate an organically uploaded video showcasing your business or your team members or maybe a featured service that you provide. And these videos don't have to be very long either. They can be 30 seconds or less than 5 minutes. 10 minutes at the very most, depending on how detailed you want to get, and maybe depending on what service or type of small business you have. But ultimately, optimizing for SEO or for search engine optimization on YouTube works very similar. It does not matter what kind of video you are providing the users in terms of content to watch on your channel. So first, we're going to look at some of the search engine algorithms on Google, YouTube, how they work, and we'll get into how you can optimize after that. Basically, to keep it simple, algorithms are used to determine what maybe the user wants to see next. You probably have seen this when you type into Google search. Google kind of formulates your search as you're typing. That's one type of algorithm. YouTube, you'll watch a video. You're suggested additional videos based on similar topics and content. Watch time, all those things kind of, play into how the videos are ranked. Algorithms will grab multiple data points about how you use the platform, and then those search results and how things are ranked and tailored to your individual consumption basically is the output. So we're going to be talking about ways that you can not really manipulate the algorithm, but you can feed the algorithm the proper content so that your video content is ranked properly and is also recommended properly to the type of audience that you are hoping for. Just like with any sort of optimization, it's kind of a 50-50, but there are also best practices, and that's kind of where we want to start. So we'll talk about a strategy for YouTube content specifically, and then we'll get directly into the how you can optimize the titles, descriptions, the video tags, even your thumbnail to help you get some more exposure on YouTube. I've talked about strategies in the past. You can go back and listen to a bunch of other episodes regarding SEO, your local marketing strategy, and things like that. But ultimately, it comes down to like what your audience is. So just like on YouTube, we want to figure out who we're talking to. We want to figure out who's going to consume the content. And then we can go from there and figure out the type of keywords we're going to use in the titles and the descriptions, how we're going to link off the description to a website or a contact form, maybe even a good place to put your phone number. So all those things definitely come in, but the first step is just figuring out the audience, like who do you prefer consumes your content. And of course, just like everything else on the internet, there's a million tools that you can use to nail down your audience, maybe find keywords associated with those audiences. But a lot of times those tools get us away from, you know, our main goal. Just tell us who your customer is. You have the business. Your customers walk into your store. They contact your business for plumbing services or HVAC services or moving services. You see those customers on a weekly basis. Who is that customer? The earlier that you can figure out who your audience is, the easier this strategy is going to be. So moving forward, we're just going to assume that you have a YouTube channel already created. I'm not going to walk you through that process. It's very easy, but I'm going to assume you have a channel already. And then we're going to go into auditing that channel and find places where you can optimize for the best practices and bring in hopefully local customers to your business. Now, taking a real quick look at your YouTube channel, say you got 10 videos uploaded, you're probably going to find that there's just kind of a hodgepodge of videos, no real topic behind them. A lot of times local businesses get talked into creating videos for their website by ad agencies so that they can market locally. They're 30-second or 1-minute long, and those are used to then advertise on YouTube. So, but your channel then just becomes kind of like a mess. So just take a look closely at your content. Get in the back end, go to YouTube Studio, and look at your analytics. It's not hard to see. If you sort and filter your content by views and really just kind of look at like the view through rate, it's a little bit more complicated, but just search by views and you can kind of see what content has been found on YouTube already, and you can kind of go from there. So for me, what I would recommend any local small business to do is to create videos based on the topic or the industry you're in. So you're talking about a plumbing company, you're definitely going to want to keep the topic clean and close to the plumbing industry that you can. You're not going to go ahead and throw a video up there on how to replace a toilet because you want people to contact you about replacing the toilet. So you just keep that in mind. The content looks a little bit different from your end versus the consumer's end, but you're really just trying to create leads. You're trying to create a local customer, maybe looking for a fix for a problem. You might actually start a video outlining the 5 reasons you would contact a plumber to replace your toilet, because it could be disastrous if you don't do it correctly, right? So that's just one idea that comes up quickly, and you can build a bunch of content around that type of structure. So basically you just want to get into your content through the studio, look at the analytics, check out the views, see what's already getting in content views for your channel, and you can build content around that. If you're finding that you just don't have anything that really stands out, it's not a bad thing to just hide the videos and start from scratch. Keep your channel there. You can hide the videos. They don't have to be public, but then you can go ahead and start from scratch once you have a solid strategy for the type of content you're going to create. Once we figure out our strategy, you might want to create the content based on keywords that fit your industry, that fit your business. And it's not very easy to find the keywords. There's a couple tactics we're going to discuss here real quick, but keyword research can take a little bit of time, but in the end, it's going to get you the type of consumer that's searching for the content that you create. So it's real easy. You can go into Google. You can just start typing in things for your industry. And as you notice that you're typing it in, Google's finishing your search query. And using that information can help you create the type of keywords you're going to use in your videos, titles and descriptions, and tags in order to get a little bit of a boost in YouTube in terms of SEO and how your videos rank. A real simple Google search might be something like, how to trust a plumbing company to change my toilet. That type of search, if you type it into Google right now, you're probably going to see a couple of search suggestions. But that might be an answer, a long tail question that someone has that you have an answer to, and that then you build the content around that. So let's talk about what you can control within YouTube. So inside the video editing screen, YouTube allows you to create a title. You can fill a description box and you can adjust the video tags. So the titles, descriptions, and tags are the most important, and that's what YouTube allows you to adjust. So the title is very simple. It should be descriptive and provide context for the video. That's also going to be pumped into the algorithm so that your videos are shown afterwards from similar videos. Keep in mind the title that you're going to use for your video, because you can actually name your video file that same exact thing. That does help Google kind of tie one thing to the other within the YouTube search. So, just having a naming convention that makes sense to people. If you're going to have like your channel, all the uploads under a specific category, just kind of keep a similar naming structure so that people can quickly glance and see, oh, this is the next video, in case your video is not recommended right after yours. It does happen, but being able to optimize the titles for your videos is really going to be your first step. And if you do create custom thumbnails, which I highly recommend per video, you definitely want to have the title clear on that thumbnail as well. Just again, for the quick glance, here's the next video, let's tap it or click it and give it a watch. Because YouTube's algorithms are changing all the time, just like Google's, but the main critical factors include, clicks to views, and then of course the video watch time. So that's a whole nother thing that we can talk about a different time, but because that's what feeds the algorithm, you definitely want to keep people clicking through your channel and getting to the next video. In reality, at the end of the day, this is going to sound very similar to a couple of my other episodes regarding Google SEO, and that's because a lot of the tactics that are used in YouTube are definitely used in Google as well. So you have to think about how the consumer, how the viewer uses a search engine, and then you can build your content, the titles, descriptions, and tags based on that way. So if you're thinking about like natural search engine language, real simple how to fill in the blank, what to expect, fill in the blank, and those types of things, or 10 tips for this type of thing, you're definitely gonna, just kind of bump that video in the algorithm and kind of just give YouTube a little, hey, don't forget, I'm over here, and it's gonna be a higher probability that your videos will be consumed next in order. So just keep that in mind. And I think it does go without saying that just like with Google SEO, you don't wanna spam YouTube SEO. Do not create titles that are 500 characters long. I don't remember the exact length, maybe 100. But you don't want to fool the user. The clickbait doesn't work. You've seen it on YouTube. You probably complained to other people about it. You don't want to do that for your small business. If you do it on your personal channel, totally fine. But you want to be able to keep in mind that you're building trust for the consumer that's viewing your content and ultimately coming to your business or contacting your business to use your business. So you don't want to just use a bunch of clickbaity titles just to see if you can get a couple more views. It's just not going to work that way. And next up, when we're talking about your YouTube optimization, is going to be descriptions. It's the biggest place you can fill with content on a YouTube video, and it's also the most important for you to optimize. So first, we talk about like maybe the first 150 characters or so are shown before the show more option in the YouTube description. It's a little different on desktop than it is on mobile, but ultimately you have about a sentence, maybe two small sentences to kind of lure the viewer in to your video. So first we have the title. It's optimized for your content. The thumbnail obviously looks awesome because you used a Canva and you created something pretty sweet. And then you have your description. So you have two sentences to say, hey, this is what the video is about. This is why you're going to click to watch it. And of course, it's not a lot of space, but that's the point. You have to be concise. And this is where you can kind of craft the best two sentences for that video. So tell the viewer what it is and tell them what they're going to learn from it. Use the rest of the text after the show more to really create long form content. Like this is, you can get in depth about the video, get in depth about the topic. You can link out to your social media channels, to your website. All of that is possible through the description. Within the description, of course, you can use keywords related to your business. You can use phone numbers related to your business. All of that stuff is possible within the YouTube description box. One of the few things they don't let you do is add images, but you can add emojis. So you can break up your content so it's very easy to glance and read. And you can create links to your playlist, you can create links to other videos, you can create links to your website, any other links that you want to create, that's all possible. I think you have about 5,000 characters in the YouTube description, so that's quite a bit of space. You definitely want to use it properly, and you want to kind of format it in a way that's kind of easy to glance at. So you would use a similar strategy to creating content for your website. One of the main mistakes I see when I work with YouTube clients is that they kind of just copy and paste the description from one video to the next. Unless you're in a series, most of that content should be completely unique to the video. if you're even if you have a series, say you have a 5-video series, the content you can copy and paste to the one video to the next, it should be less than 75%. I would say even less than 50%. Make sure that 50% of the description content is completely unique to the video that you are showing the person right there. It's just better for Google. It's better for search ranking on YouTube. And it just provides a better experience. If someone's actually going to read that, you don't want it to just look like a bunch of cookie cutter nonsense that you just copied and pasted from one to the next. Again, we're creating a customer experience here through YouTube. So keep in mind, you don't have a lot of options in YouTube to adjust, but the ones you can adjust, you need to spend the most time on and take the priority in the titles, descriptions, and the tags. So we have a title, we have a thumbnail, we work through our description, we have a couple links to social channels, we have a couple paragraphs describing what the video is about, we have a link out to our website, maybe our phone number so people can contact us, and then we have something that we can do inside of YouTube that's not seen on the front end, and that's video tags. I think you have 500 characters to use, which isn't a lot, but if you can describe your video in a title and description, the tags are easy. And what I always recommend is using the very first tag as your YouTube channel name. It just helps recommend your next video to the viewer. And if you're having a hard time coming up with tags, just keep your keywords in mind. They can be one word, they can be 10 words long. You're basically going to just type something out and separate them with commas. And then YouTube uses the tags to actually help the algorithm figure out where this video works into the next one that's going to be watched by the viewer. Are they going to recommend additional videos that are from your channel? This all kind of plays into that. And you might have noticed that if you use YouTube, the channel you're watching, you might see in the next the similar videos or recommended videos, 8 of 10 of those are from the same channel. The tags are working for that channel. If you notice that there's a lot of YouTube videos kind of just mishmashed in there, it's because YouTube hasn't really figured out exactly what you want to see yet. They're still kind of massaging the algorithm to fit your user content, consumption, and experience. But once it gets dialed in, you're going to start to see the recommended videos coming very easily and similarly to what you've grown to watch on YouTube. Now, even though the tags are probably the lowest priority out of title, description, and tags, YouTube does say that it does play into the fact that they use it to show viewers or help viewers find your content. One thing that they do also do mention is that adding excessive tags in your description is against the policies that they have for spam and deceptive practices and scam and things like that. So just be aware of how you're adding the tags, and if you need help, you just got to reach out and let me know. I can certainly provide you some templates, and you can go from there once you start creating more videos. YouTube does say that the title and the thumbnail and description are way more important. The tags play a small role in discovery, but it's 500 characters of space they're giving you for free. There's zero reason not to use it. Now, if you look closely at YouTube videos, you probably notice hashtags, some in the title, some in the description, but you might have seen them shown between the video itself and the actual title. And that's another thing that you can put into your description. Hashtags work just like any other social platform on Twitter or Facebook, for example. If you click the hashtag, you're searching for that content of the hashtag, and YouTube will then show you videos based on that hashtag. So, for your small business, it's very easy to come up with one hashtag that kind of links all your videos together. Maybe it's your business name or the industry you're in or something like that. And that allows in one click of a user to see all the videos that you have with that hashtag. In the description, the top three, first three hashtags you use are put into above the title. All the rest are just kind of left in the description. And of course, YouTube does say not to just spam your whole entire description with a bunch of hashtags. I've seen this before. It doesn't do well, and it just looks kind of junky. YouTube takes those hashtags and can kind of use them to better understand the content that the video is. And while it's crawling for more search with the algorithm, it takes that and you can find that your videos are going to be categorized specifically to that hashtag. So definitely keep that in mind. Find three hashtags, maybe four or five at the very most, that just fit the video and the channel content, and put them in your description and see what happens. You're definitely going to see an increase, and on the back end of the analytics, you'll probably even notice that your videos are showing up more in search because of that. So we're cruising right along here. We talked about your YouTube strategy. We talked about reasons you'd use a YouTube channel. We talked about finding your audience and then how to optimize the thumbnail, the title, your description, the tags, using hashtags, what it's about, how it works similar to Google in terms of SEO. But there's one main thing I always tell the clients I work with for YouTube is you have to create strong content. Honestly, the content and how often you upload it is going to make a huge difference when in terms of being found on YouTube. If you're only going to create one video a month, or one video every other month, or even every other week, stick with the upload frequency and you will definitely see a gain in subscribers, views, and et cetera, et cetera. If you can only do one video a month and you go by 3 months without a single video, YouTube's just going to drop you to the bottom of the algorithm, and they just know that your channel's not active. And that's where the title, description, and the tags kind of comes into play, because you can kind of dig up some of those older videos through search. So all this kind of plays a strong role in keeping your YouTube videos optimized. But creating strong content, and then of course engaging with your commenters. You're always watching videos on YouTube that talk about a like, a subscribe, leave a comment below. But if you don't go back into the comment section and actually interact with the people that are viewing your content, that's going to look bad. And it also creates a bad customer experience. It's almost kind of like someone sending you an email regarding a specific service you provide and you're just completely ignoring it. So use the time wisely on YouTube. Go into the comments section. You get notified for every single one, and talk with the people and see what happens and see what kind of comments they're leaving, and just engage. It's just like any other social platform. The more you engage with your customers as your business, the better the algorithm is going to feel about improving the visibility of your content. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram. That also goes for YouTube. So keep that in mind. Ask the people for the YouTube likes. Ask for a subscription if you don't mind. Leave a comment below. Give them a reason to comment below. Maybe in your video you ask a specific question towards the end and you give them a little call to action to say, oh, I better go down and comment here because this person wants to know what I think. That's a great way to keep the engagement going. And once the more your audience engages with your content, it's going to be good for you. It's good for the platform, and YouTube appreciates that, and it's a win-win. So it's a lot of fun, and that's just a few of the ways that you can optimize your YouTube channel for local marketing. And I think I'm going to just end it right there. Those are some pretty good tips. I think you can use them for any video that you upload to YouTube. And give it a try, and try it for 3 or 6 months and just see if your business benefits from it. So thanks for listening to the episode. I hope you found the information useful for your small business, the marketing strategy around it. Please consider subscribing to whatever podcast app you're using to listen to this on, and you'll get new content as soon as I publish it. I try to do it about once a week. I'd love to continue the conversation. If you're on Twitter, I'm there at A1Content, and we can talk there, and we can strategize if you'd like. Otherwise, you can visit my website at A1 Content Services. Check out all the articles I have there and some of the other podcast episodes I have posted. You can get more actionable digital marketing methods for your small business. You don't need to leave a review in the podcast app. I'm not going to require that, of course. Some people like that. I don't mind it. But if you do find that the content was helpful and you know another small business owner or someone that knows a small business owner that might benefit from what we talked about today, please share it with them. Just send it over to them and see what they think, and we can all optimize together and get some more local business. So that's it for me, and thanks again. We'll see you next week.